Weather Adelaide and South Australia. These are today's headlines from the Sunday Mail. A company that wants to hire more than 1,000 people in South Australia is considering taking its business elsewhere unless the state government gives it land to build an electric vehicle factory. ACE EV boss Greg McGarvey claims negotiations have stalled with the government over plans to build an assembly plant in Adelaide producing 24,000 electric cars, vans and utes every year. He says his business is now receiving strong interest from Queensland and Victoria to establish a similar plant. Mr. McGarvey says ACV has received funds from global investors. It just needs the government to provide 16,000 square metres of land for the factory and a headquarters. And while a meeting with Premier Stephen Marshall was had in November 2020, talks have not progressed since then. And to read more of the story, you can with a subscription at advertiser.com.au or download the app. Move over Hollywood, it's Adelaide's time to shine. There's six major screen productions currently underway, with local production houses working on international blockbusters and the expansion of the animation industry. And it's great news for South Aussies wanting to get into film and television, with the six productions alone employing more than 400 cast and crew. Productions include the Netflix-commissioned young adult drama Gymnastics Academy, A Second Chance, shooting at the Adelaide Showground, and the new Rolf de Heer film, The Mountain, which has just wrapped shooting in the Flinders Ranges. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Motorists will be able to travel from the southern suburbs to the outskirts of the CBD without stopping at traffic lights, with construction of an overpass connecting the Torrens to Darlington motorway directly onto Anzac Highway. Designs released to the Sunday Mail by the federal and state governments reveal plans to transform the intersection of Anzac Highway and South Road. This comes just weeks after residents of 110 homes at Glendore were told their properties would be acquired as part of the construction. Federal Urban Infrastructure Minister Paul Fletcher says the project will alleviate congestion across Adelaide and move people and freight faster. And to sport, Adelaide Cities won the RAA National Premier League SA Championship for the first time in 11 years. City prevailed in the grand final over minor premiers Adelaide Comets in a tense penalty shootout 3-2 after a goalless 120 minutes at Marden Sports Complex. It was a long overdue success for City, which fell at the final hurdle in each of its last three grand final appearances between 2016 and 2018. That's your headlines. For breaking news and updates throughout the day, take out a subscription at advertiser.com.au and we'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.